see what old Sko has to say here.
Hey, Osco.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
Good timing.
Hey, hey.
Perfecto.
There you go.
What's going on?
Well, just sitting around the house. It's kind of a good day to be listening to the Hound Show if you can get it.
Are you listening?
I can't get it.
Well,
yeah. I tried. I moved the powered antenna all over the place. It's just impossible so far.
Oh, well.
But I imagine that you've got a broad audience today.
Definitely. They're out there in droves.
Yeah, it's raining. Is it raining pretty hard out there?
No.
It was
on and off.
It was banging down pretty good here for a while.
Yeah.
So what's with the Hound Show today?
We're rocking them.
Are you done with
a lot of dead people to celebrate, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Finally, Tweety died this afternoon. And
yeah.
Sun Ra and Dr. Ross. And
he died in his tour bus in Branson.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. He didn't even get to go at Tweety City. Wynn Stewart died at Tweety City.
He just finished the show, and he was out in the bus.
Oh, boy.
He grabbed his chest, looked upward, and said, Elizabeth!
Oh, massive coronary?
I guess,
Mm-hmm.
They said he had 50 number one hits.
Number one country hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a Conway Tweety trivia question for a little later.
Oh, great. Yeah, the CNN had the short blurb that said that they referred to him. It started out as a rockabilly songwriter, later with 50 number one country hits.
Yeah. Well, what's today's vibe?
I don't know. It's just kind of a rainy day vibe here.
What are you doing tonight?
I don't know. Do you got anything on line?
Not that I know of. There's Adam Roth is over at Shanae. You know, I forgot to announce the live music faucet from Shanae tomorrow, 6 o'clock with Who's that? You know who this guy Vic Chestnut is? I've never heard of him.
Vic Chestnut. He sings really, really quiet.
Yeah. Well, Shanae's a good room for it because
he's like a guy from Athens, and he has a customized wheelchair. Kind of like, you know, I got my guitar chair in my studio where I sawed off one arm with the hacksaw so I could play guitar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's got that on his wheelchair.
Cool.
And he's pretty cool. I saw him play once at a really, what's that horrible place, Skep, run by some, you know, who knows.
Yeah, friends of ours.
Yeah, they.
But,
is that Bruce?
No, that's Andy the bartender's back.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
How about it?
How about it? It's right.
We got some serious American muscle car today.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You want to tell them about it, Andy?
Well, it's a 1966 Dodge Coronet 440 with a 383 motor and four-barrel carburetor, dual exhaust, and that's about it.
Cool. Is that the primer gray one?
Oh, no, it's a beautiful ivory.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
How nice.
Mm-hmm. It's not the best Mopar color, which is plum crazy.
Hey, hey. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, so what is on for tonight's fun?
The only thing I know of on my list here is Adam Roth at Shanae.
Uh-huh.
Sun Ra in his orchestra with no Sun Ra, but John Gilmore leading the orchestra is at the bottom line.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, there's Sonny Sherrick and the Electric Nubians at Maxwell's.
Uh-huh.
Well, when else have we done the whole thing? Roscoe, you're playing Tuesday at Brownies, right?
Early, 9:30.
For the suits, right?
Yeah.
So come down there and support the Skull.
Please do. Hey, so how's jury duty?
I bailed on it.
You're done?
I walked out on them.
So what'd they say?
They didn't say nothing. I just got up and left. It's a long, ugly story.
Really?
Believe me, I try to toe the line sometimes in life, and I'm just not the kind of guy that could, like, live that kind of life. I'm sorry. I try to sit still, but I can't.
Well, I'm glad, because I've been looking for people to eat lunch with all week. And, you know, jury duty and the whole thing, you know.
Yeah.
So that means you'll be available for lunch next week?
I am available for lunch. You can find me in my office.
Great.
At the focaccia here.
Great. We got to get them to get, like, a little bit of an expanded salad thing. You know, you got a lot of pull in there. Maybe you could talk to him about it.
Well, they got the cold pasta salad. That's their summer move. That's their big summer move.
I know, but something with a little more lettuce. I mean, if those guys would do a Caesar or something, it would probably be terrific.
Well, you know, it's not exactly like in their genetic makeup.
Oh, really?
It's pasta, red sauce, and red wine, you know.
Well, okay. So, I guess that's the vibe. I'm just kind of watching the rain, and I'm, you know, trying. There's the guy who lives across the street from us plays this disco music.
Right, you told me that.
And, you know, I really want to kill him, but I kind of feel like an adult because I haven't killed him so far.
Well,
and
how about 16 forever? Kill him.
Well, I got one of those catalogs, the Hammer Slammer catalog, whatever it is. Kind of like expensive doodads, like electric nose hair trimmers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a thing in there, you know, like last year they were shooting all these people in, like, Brooklyn and the Bronx over the those Super Soaker squirt guns.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of think that that's what I'm going to do, because I was reading in the Hammer Slammer catalog that those things will shoot a stream of water almost a half an inch thick for 50 feet. And I think
that'll do it.
I think I could just soak this guy's stereo, you know, because he's got it in the window. He thinks he's performing some kind of public service for the neighborhood.
I hate when people like want to expose you to their bad taste in music. I think you should be able to shoot anybody with a boombox in the foot.
Well, I think if I shot this guy, they would know, you know, like from trajectory or something. They would just, you know, they would pack his body up and they would come right over here and get me, you know? Like, they would be able to figure it out. They would just know.
Yeah.
But I think and I think the guy actually owns his apartment, too, you know? And so, you know, I could make much more noise than him if I wanted to. But I don't feel like dragging myself down into that kind of depth.
Well, the Super Soaker is a good way to start.
I think
you could add some ammonia to it or something.
I was thinking some kind of, or maybe, you know, that stink bomb stuff that they used to use in school to get them to close down the school.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, that might be good.
Why don't you give him the Super Soaker and then shoot him in self-defense?
Shoot him?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to shoot him from my window. I can get him.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to electrocute him.
Well, good luck, Roscoe. I think that should be today's project.
Okay, well, that's the project, so...
Okay,
well, everybody come to my gig, and,
Tuesday at Brownies, 9:30.
Early, so, and I hope to see you, the Hound, this weekend. Maybe tonight, maybe we'll, go for the record.
I'll be in the bars.
All right.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Aloha. See you, Andy.
So long.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
State of the Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen, with the SCO.